devotees, thanks to those devotees who are so quickly responding to yesterday's Christmas appeal for Radhe Shyam. Tis the season to be jolly, and you get jolly by your Radhe Shyam's grace, Hare Krishna. This morning's Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita class, was verse reading from 5th chapter of Adilila and concluded with the famous verse. At least I hope it's famous to you and the devotees know it. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sarva Vritya everywhere. Krishna is the only Ishvara. There's only one Ishvara and everyone else is his servant. And as he desires, they dance accordingly. Nritya. And that's really the summary of Krishna consciousness in a real nutshell. There's one Ishvara, and do we want to dance according to his will? We're always dancing. We're dancing either according to Maya Devi's will, which we think is our own, or we dance to Krishna's will. And Krishna consciousness means that we learn a new type of dance. That starts with the Swami step, where we dance the way that Srila Prabhupada taught us all to dance. And of course, there are so many other intricacies in dancing for Krishna, Ayalat. And it's a wonderful dance. We're dancers, therefore we're eternal dancers. It's just a question of what kind of dancers are we. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is therefore about this. It's about dancing, chanting, and taking prasadam. And in the way that we do the chanting process and dancing process, then we sort of reprogram ourselves to dance for Krishna. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a problem for us. It's a problematic for us because, as Sri Prahlad Maharaj says, Nuna Pramata Kurute Vikarma, we're also, in sutra form, we're nuts. Of course, he says Pramata, which means that we're very nuts. Nuts in the sense of being crazy, not in the kind of things that you eat. But we're insane because we're dancing for a killer. But think about it. We're dying, and we're taking birth, and we're dying, and we're taking birth, and we're dying. And yet we keep dancing for this Maya Devi that's killing us. Rather than dancing for Krishna, who's giving us eternal life, and we're facing so many challenges in trying to accept that. So I gave the devotees the example, if there were two gentlemen standing outside, and they're known killers, they're convicted killers, and are you going to go out there and go off with them? Who would do that? Only if they're crazy. But a crazy person says, well, look, they're so nicely dressed, and they got iPhones and computers, and they're promising a trip to Hawaii, all expenses paid, and so many things. And when we hear about all of these benefits that they're offering, then we lose sight, but they're killers. Everyone, without exception. It isn't that someone didn't. Every single person. Abraham, Bhuvanar Loka, everybody, from the demigods down to living entities, they've killed every single person that they've met. So you think they're going to be any different to you? But yeah, we think I'm going to have a good time. So we have this misunderstanding that yes, we're going to have a good time, wherein in fact we're going to be killed. So this is my Devi's dance with that very nice picture in Bhagavad Gita of the modes of material nature and how puppets are being moved Of course, we're really live puppets, so we think that we don't see the strings, we just think we're the ones we're moving. And of course, nowadays, I don't know whether there's much of a market for puppet theaters, but certainly computer animation really does the same thing in an electronic way. There's this computer animator who creates these virtual living entities and makes them dance according to his will. And more or less, all that dancing is all about how they're going to get run over, beat up, stabbed, raped, and so on, because that's the entertainment of Kali Yuga. So we're in a bad way, and we really need to come out of this wrong decision-making that we keep on making life after life after life. We keep going off into this wrong direction along with these killers. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling us Jeev Jago, Gauru Chandra Boy. Kotanitra Jago Maya Pisa Chira Koli. He says, why are you sleeping in the lap of this witch called Maya? I says, come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing down the roads of Navadvip, and he's asking us to join his dancing party, to dance with him. And that dancing takes us back to Goloka Vrindavan, where everyone is dancing, the cowherd boys are dancing, and Nanda Maharaj and Madhya Yashoda are dancing, and of course the gopis are dancing, and Krishna, he's dancing all the time. Even when Krishna is very, very small and he starts to move, then the elder gopis say, if you dance for me, then I'll give you some nice sweet, I'll give you some makan. So everybody's dancing. But they're dancing according to Krishna's will. Krishna's will doesn't mean that Krishna's a bad taskmaster like Maya Devi is. Krishna's will means everyone's free, everyone's happy, everyone's enjoying transcendental bliss. It's that type of dancing. So somehow or another we have to get out of this nutty condition of life and transform ourselves. And that's possible by chanting Hare Krishna nicely, without offense, and then we'll take to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and Ekala Ishvara Krishna, and we'll dance according to Krishna's will, which is that Krishna wants to dance with us. Prabhupada says that in his commentary to one of Narottam Das Thakur's songs. The purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enter Krishna's dancing party. So, I don't know how they do it nowadays in school balls or other dancing places, but when people come up and the boy comes up to a girl and says, would you like to dance with me? So if Krishna came up to you and said, would you like to dance with me, what are we going to say? Of course we'd say yes. So here he is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking us to dance with him and join that eternal dance and leave behind this other also eternal dance. But this is a dance in misery, and that is a dance in ecstasy. Hare Krishna.